Beyoncé's Formation World Tour doesn't kick off for 2 months, but it's been in the news a lot already. The president of Miami's police union said his members will not provide protection for Beyoncé's concert there, though the police department has said it will provide non-union officers. And this comes after some law enforcement officers saw Beyoncé's Super Bowl halftime performance as anti-police. Well, now the Nation of Islam's Louis Farrakhan is stepping in. He said in an online video that he's offering Beyoncé, the religious movement's security group, the fruit of Islam.
When one of us shows some independence, look at how you're treating Beyoncé now. You're not going to offer her police protection, but the FOI will.
Well, joining us now with more is Danielle Belton. She's associate editor for The Root in Washington. Good to talk to you, Danielle.
Oh, good to be here.
So first of all, what do you make of the fact that Louis Farrakhan is stepping into this debate?
I'm not surprised. I'm sure he has a lot of thoughts and feelings about this. And the Nation of Islam has always kind of showed up around these issues of police brutality. I feel like this was a way to insert himself into the conversation and to get involved.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the Fruit of Islam? Is it an organized group that could provide some kind of security for a global superstar like Beyoncé?
Well, it's like a paramilitary group within the Nation of Islam of young men who are members of the nation. They often act as a security detail within it that protect Minister Farrakhan himself. I don't know if they could handle a world tour, but I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think that, you know, Beyoncé is necessarily going to take him up on this offer.
Right, right. I mean, she is one of the biggest stars on the planet.
And she can afford the best, you know, security details possible. And I mean, the reality is, a lot of off-duty police officers will probably still work these concerts.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of very pointed language used after Beyoncé's Super Bowl performance. Last week, the National Sheriff's Association released a statement that said, in part, the senseless killing of four law enforcement officers, you know, just this week, and that was in the days after the Super Bowl, they said, on the heels of the anti-police, quote, entertainment at the Super Bowl halftime show reminds us that the men and women in law enforcement take a solemn oath that includes putting their lives on the line every day. That's from the National Sheriff's Association, drawing a link there between the death of law enforcement officers around the country in certain places and Beyoncé's Super Bowl performance. But let me ask you, I mean, how has Beyoncé handled all of this?
I mean, Beyoncé's pretty much, you know, said nothing. She's let her art speak for itself. But to, like, insinuate that she is causing police deaths to try to tie it to that is completely ludicrous. That's up there with saying, like, video games cause violence. I mean, what is this? Is this like the 1980s? I mean, get off the witch hunt here. Beyoncé's not getting police killed.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, so how is this reverberating amongst the African-American community? Or, I mean, even nationwide? Because I take your point. It does seem like a stretch. But on the other hand, I mean, the National Sheriff's Association felt strongly enough to actually even put out this statement.
You know, I feel like among the African-American community, a lot of people are really supportive of Beyoncé and appreciated her celebrating her blackness and celebrating African-American culture with the Formation video and with her performance. I feel like people need to understand that just because someone is embracing their blackness, it doesn't mean that it's a rejection of whiteness. Like, Beyoncé isn't saying that she hates police or that she hates white people. She's saying that she loves herself. She loves black people. She wants us to live and be free. These should not be, you know, controversial things, and yet they are.
Mm. Well, let's turn now, if we can, to another story about some messages written on the office walls at Facebook's headquarters. What's going on here?
Well, basically, you know, there's this whiteboard that people can write anything on at Facebook. And some people have written Black Lives Matter on the board, but someone has been taking to that, crossing it out and putting All Lives Matter on top of it. And it was so concerning to Mark Zuckerberg that he basically put out a notice, you know, saying that we expect everybody to treat each other with respect. You know, he talks about how, despite his clear communications, you know, that it's unacceptable to do this. And there's messages from several leaders in the company. This has happened again. I was already very disappointed by this disrespectful behavior before. But after my communication, I now consider this malicious as well.
Oh, interesting. And how is this playing out or going over on social media?
You know, I feel like a lot of people are kind of nuanced towards it. You know, they're pleased that Zuckerberg is taking a stance here. But at the same time, you know, Facebook is only 2% African-American on staff. Mm-hmm. So it still has some of the same diversity issues that a lot of these Silicon Valley firms have.
Well, Daniel Belton is associate editor for The Root. Daniel, great to talk with you as always. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.